beginning and the greeting, the songs and the beating, the poets, the joys, the shining trees, the carols, the sweet sound. Father, in the midst of these, let us not forget the fairest star of Christmas, the star that cannot set. Let us lift our hearts and say, glory be to God in heaven on Christmas Day.
Pilate could see that nothing was being gained and a riot was starting, so he took water and washed his hands in full view of the people, saying, "My hands are clean of this man's blood." And those passing by were hurling abuse at him, saying, "Save yourself if you are the Son of God. Come down from the cross." And Jesus said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And they put up above his head the accusation against him, "This is Jesus, King of the Jews." Then all the disciples left him and fled. "What then shall I do with this one which is called the Christ?" They all said, "Let him be crucified." When morning came, the chief priest and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus. And the governor questioned him, saying, Are you the king of the Jews? And Jesus answered, The words are yours. And it was the third hour when they crucified him.
And he sent them to Bethany and said, Go and search diligently for a young child. And when ye have found him, bring the word to me, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the name, they departed. And lo, the star in which they saw in the east, before them, that it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy.
Darkness fell over the whole land. And the mother of Jesus was standing near the cross.
And fell down and worshiped him.
Pilate's soldiers then took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, where they collected the whole company round him. First, they stripped him and dressed him in a scarlet mantle. And plaiting a crown of thorns, they placed it on his head, with a cane in his right hand. Falling on their knees before him, they jeered at him, Hail, King of the Jews! They spat on him, and used the cane to beat him about the head. Finally, when the mockery was over, they took him away, to be crucified. They gave him wine to drink, mingled with gall. They divided up his garments among themselves, casting lots. Then Jesus gave a loud cry and said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. And with these words he breathed his last. And when the centurion saw how he died, he said, Truly, this man was the Son of God.